All right, Weller Podcast, episode 17, coming to you from Sean's garage. That's not exciting at all. But Bill, Sean, and Ben are in here tonight to talk to you about...
just random shit.
That's pretty much it. We jumped into this podcast tonight with no idea what the heck we're going to talk about.
Good save.
At some point, we should talk about this, that, and the other thing, whatever it may be.
I think what we're going to end up talking about tonight is the fact that I have some pretty shitty equipment.
Well, let's not say shitty. Let's just say subpar. It doesn't sound as bad.
Well, and I said from episode one that I'm doing this for fun. There's not going to be any real direction that I'm using. I actually said I'm using subpar equipment. And it's going to be quite possibly the world's worst podcast, which I think to this point it is.
It's beyond subpar. It's actually just shitty equipment.
So, what do you got, Bill?
I was just going to say that this podcast is proof that you can go to a yard sale and buy a Guitar Hero mic for $5 and plug it into your laptop. Boom. Podcast.
Yeah.
I will also add to that that, yeah, that's actually what I'm talking on right now is a Guitar Hero mic. I got this with actually my Band Hero kit that my wife bought me for Christmas. Sean's talking into a microphone that I actually spent $15 on Amazon. Does not sound nearly as good as the Guitar Hero mic. But the one good thing about all of this is I got the idea from Anchor, which... you probably heard the commercial before this episode. You can do everything straight from your phone with Anchor and have a podcast. And as long as you have a decent phone, it can sound good. But I found this program called Audacity. That's my recording program. Voice Meter Banana is a free mixer. So I've done this literally by putting $20 investment into it. And here we go, episode 17.
It is. It's fun. I've done it myself. I downloaded the app from Anchor, and you know, I was at my mom's house on the lake, and I did some impromptu podcasts all by myself, and it's a lot of fun. We want to get more people involved. Please come in and you know, send us an email or a text, and you know us. I'm Bill, Ben, and Sean. So,
for this one in particular, you want to go wellerpodcast@gmail.com. I have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. We need some topic ideas. That's the biggest thing, that there's a huge lag time between episodes outside of actually like post-production. We can record tonight for 45 minutes to an hour, and it's going to take me like 3 hours just to produce, like get it ready, produce it before I put it out. So... I'm not good at coming up with topics here, so...
I'm really good at coming up with topics. So our first topic is antique furniture. We have in front of us a cigar table.
It's actually a really nice table. I kind of like it. I'm not really big on antiques, but this is a cool piece.
It's really nice.
Looks like IKEA.
No. It's got a little fancy hand-built humidor. It's antique for sure. At least it looks antique. I don't know. I could be wrong. But it's got all these little holes for your pipes and cigars or whatever. It's just a neat little piece.
It's nice. It's painted black with like sort of a faded vintage look with a metal lined box. And to change topics, we're at Sean's house where recently the garage was drywalled and painted and trim. And there's a nice gazebo out back with a hot tub in it. And
I was actually just recently asking him about how much he would charge for rent in this place, because it was a garage. And you're right, with the drywall work that he did here, it's move-in ready.
Yeah, there's like one of these big umbrella-type heaters that looks like it's designed to kill mosquitoes, but it works really great for heating the place. There's a lot of different things going on around here. If you could see the custom work that Sean's done to this house, you would be quite impressed as I am. And I'm sure you know people like that. Tell me what you think about it, Ben.
Well, I think I just made it pretty clear that it's move-in ready, and I'm pretty much sick of my home life at this point. I just need somewhere to live. Okay, compose yourself. Compose yourself.
Yeah, no, really. You could move into the basement of this place, and you have like karaoke and a computer, pretty much every, you know, some of his grandfather's homemade wine or whatever. We tried that one day. I don't know. What was that?
There's a whole bunch of just random wine.
Well, and as an experienced brewer, quote unquote, it wasn't bad. No, well, there might be some different techniques that were used in some different ingredients maybe I haven't used before, but nothing that I tasted. When you brew stuff, you know when things taste bad and when it's just a set of ingredients that you don't like. And everything that I tasted that I didn't care for was made with ingredients that I didn't like, but it still tasted like a fermented beverage. And it really, I mean...
Wasn't bad. The dandelion wine was probably the best one.
I'd agree.
Yeah, I didn't mind it at all. I mean, there were some better than others, but wasn't it made many years ago and everything else? I think it had been sitting on a shelf for 25 years.
Yeah, say it's at least 25 years old, if not older.
Age really doesn't have a whole lot to do with it as long as you keep it airtight or sealed properly.
As long as it's over 18.
The only thing that really matters is if you keep introducing air into something that's not properly pasteurized, which most or if all homemade things aren't, you'll end up turning stuff that you created as an alcohol will eventually turn into vinegar. And yeah. Nothing that I tasted was vinegar.
I don't remember ever drinking anything that tasted like vinegar. So that sounds like a wives' tale to me.
I don't know. Somebody Google it. I got a quick question.
No, you have to remember the key thing that I said there was unpasteurized. So if anything that's made into an alcoholic beverage that's unpasteurized, if you don't drink it right away but keep introducing air and foreign substances into it, it will turn into vinegar.
No, it just sounds like you're talking about dairy products. Are you fermenting dairy products?
I don't think that's possible. But I'm just going to say, like, because it's not pasteurized, does that mean why does it turn to vinegar? Why does it go from alcohol to vinegar?
If you don't have the proper preservatives in it, there are yeast strains that can jump into it that can survive the alcohol levels. For instance, we use specific beer yeast that only survive up to 8 to 10% to make beer. And once the alcohol level gets that high, the yeast dies off. But how do you make wine then that goes up to 15%?
You have different yeast.
Different yeast.
So what you're saying is there is a yeast that produces vinegar.
Not necessarily. Once the base runs out of sugar for the yeast to eat, the yeast need to do something.
So the yeast eats alcohol and turns it to vinegar.
It doesn't really eat the alcohol, but
if it turns into
when
vinegar
you have different bacteria, and it's not just somewhere. Yeast. When there's different bacteria that get into said beverage, it interacts with the alcohol and the yeast that are in there, which will then morph it into. Yeah.
Feels like
you're
some
right.
Sort of
yeah, almost. Magic trick. I just
I
thought
know.
About that in my head as I was saying that. And I went, no, I think we're saying the same thing, aren't we?
No. Yes.
I always like the idea of how the Japanese make sake. Naturally,
some point in time.
Hi, Clarabelle. They have specially made barns with louvers in them, much like your hot tub room out here next to us. And the louvers allow the natural yeast.
Thanks, Cameron.
What?
Hi, Cameron.
Thank you. Where is
everybody?
I know you guys talking.
Everybody else is out back. We're podcasting. And they have these barns that are built specifically for it. And the louvers in the barns allow the yeast that's floating naturally in the air to float in and ferment the rice. And that's how the Japanese make the sake. I always thought that was pretty interesting.
Sake it to me.
It's like you got a sake in your mouth.
It's all natural. They don't even add yeast. It just happens.
Hey, there,
there's a specific style of beer that actually is fermented like that, too, and it's called lambic. And it's usually done by monks, and I don't remember the region of the world it's done in, but it's a sour beer, and I don't like anything sour. And I've had a lambic beer, and it makes me want to puke. But that's how they do it. They do it in uncovered vats where Normal fermentation takes place in an airtight container. And these just sit in vats, almost in barns, like you said, in some instances. But they allow, they don't introduce specific strains of yeast like brewers normally would to make a particular beer. Because it's in this particular part of the world. The natural yeasts that are in the air come in and ferment it through. And what most of us would...
I don't think that's a bad idea. I kind of like the idea of natural yeast. The idea of, hey, okay, live local, buy local, drink local, but you're going to add a foreign yeast to something.
Yeah, it's kind of like cross-pollination.
Well, no. I mean, I don't know if it has anything... I mean, technically, it seems like it'd be better to have the natural yeast do the fermenting versus something that's just introduced from a strain that...
The strains that are used in most wines and beers that are specific to what you're trying to brew are more pure. So you have less of a chance of contamination when you're using more pure strains of yeast.
Yeah, but it's not purely from here. That's what I'm getting at. It's not, I don't know.
They're actually strains of yeast that they've used through, like Sam Adams has a particular beer that's had the same yeast that's been pulled from each vat, washed clean, and used over and over and over and over.
How do you wash your yeast out?
Is it something
you do on a big, summer's eve?
There's a big process to it.
It's probably like a whole other podcast.
But you can do, yeah.
How to wash yeast. You can
take yeast and separate it from the beer and rejuvenate it without doing anything.
We're ready to podcast!
We're podcasting tonight, people.
Yes, we're doing
here. All right, so we were having a good conversation until all the girls came in. But to continue what we did last week, now it's Sean's turn to tell his version of the story about how they met. Nah, we don't care about that again. Why don't you tell us the most embarrassing thing? Oh, you got your own mic. That you've seen Jody do.
Most embarrassing.
The most embarrassing thing.
There's not a single thing that comes to mind.
Well, he pretty much corroborated the story that you said about how you guys met, so I'm giving him his chance to talk about something about you guys.
Embarrassing thing I came up with. I don't know.
Get your mouth closer to the BBC.
She's not embarrassing. She's done nothing but impress everyone that she's ever ran into.
Okay, Jody, go outside, and then we'll have something different recorded on here.
No, I can't think of a single instance of anything that's embarrassing. If anything, there's too many things to think of, to tell you the truth.
To be totally serious now, she told you guys, and you said she told everybody how you guys met.
We know. It's not a new day.
Give us another interesting story about...
No, I'd confirm.
Like where we left off last week, she left the class that you were the teacher's aide in.
Yeah.
So how did everything work out after that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was the culotte flip thing.
Oh.
But
I don't know. I just
first date.
We hung out a lot. What's
first
that?
Date. What was the first date?
Well, technically we were hanging out. I guess she was still dating some guy. But we were hanging out a lot, and she was... Then I basically asked her to prom, my senior prom in high
school. Your first date was prom?
So technically our first, like, date was prom.
Your first date was prom?
Yes, sir.
But you said you guys hung out a lot, like what, watching movies at each other's homes?
No, we just hang out and cruise around, whatever, go places.
Yep.
But
go places like where?
We just drive around for the most part.
On back roads.
Let's leave it at that. Yeah, back roads.
You guys went back roading?
Yeah.
Cornfields? Parking?
No. I didn't have a car, so we have to use.
What was Sean driving
somebody
at the time? Was it cool? Sean, let her tell the story.
What's that?
He had a car that broke down, and he had to drive it backwards.
Yep. my 1991 Dodge Spirit, which was a second vehicle.
What were you driving?
Well, I busted up my El Camino and took transmission. No.
The 90s Grand Prix were nice.
It was a Spirit. Dodge Spirit.
Jody. Yeah, I was asking what Jody's was.
Oh, yeah, but that thing was broke down also.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, broke down at the fairgrounds. Also, when we went back the next day, somebody had vandalized it. Smashed the spoiler off, broke the mirror off.
We said we need marriage type thing.
We're doing marriage
counseling? On the podcast? Yeah.
On us. Okay.
Okay. Why are we deemed to be a counselor?
Sarah?
All right. No, no, no. Sean. Sean.
Yes.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pass the mics around. We're going to start with you guys because that's where we're at. No, it's got to be a surprise because then... Pull the mic away from your face. Put it right there.
Okay.
Sean's favorite restaurant.
She doesn't have a good answer because I like to try things that are new.
I don't really know because he doesn't really like restaurants.
I like a home-cooked meal with lots of vegetables because I don't typically get that around here.
You know what?
Boom. Just kidding. I was just kidding.
Beep you. Beep you, Sean.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh. Sean. All
right. See you guys.
Jody's favorite restaurant.
Love you.
Red Lobster.
Yes.
All right. So we're gonna go to. No, Bill and Becky next. I know. Bill. Becky's favorite restaurant.
Becky's favorite restaurant is
Big Boy. Big Boy.
I don't want to say it because I don't like promoting large corporate.
It doesn't matter. Just say it.
Hello.
You can't give clues.
I know what it is.
I have no idea.
I do.
Oh my God! Are you
say something?
I know what it is. Can I say?
I mean, if you want to talk about restaurants, I can tell you.
Yeah, Becky's going to have to guess that in a second.
What's Becky's favorite restaurant?
I don't think that she could. I have too many different favorite
Okay, restaurants. So her best friend will chime in and tell you what it is.
All right, Sarah, what is it?
Olive Garden.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding!
Becky, Bill's favorite restaurant.
I can tell you what that is.
Thai food?
What is Sarah's favorite
What did you say? Oh, Sarah's is easy. It's Olive Garden.
Bill's is Thai food.
Yeah, but what restaurant?
I don't know what it's called.
Is Thai food Thai food's good enough for me if
no,
he says...
No, Bill's favorite restaurant is the Pita House.
Oh.
Greek food is one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites.
I've wanted to go there for a while. Is it
pretty good? It's so good.
So play around at home.
I've never been.
It's your next
one. All right, so... Sarah, mine? You got your own mic. What's my favorite restaurant? You're the last one to ask.
My favorite, and he guessed it. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but we asked about you knowing his. Did we? Yeah.
Can you guys give me some hints on what Ben's is?
That's right.
Ben's is...
She was first because you said you liked a home-cooked meal, which you gave her an out, and I will not forgive you for that.
Yeah, you can't beat home-cooked. One of my favorites was like a Middle Eastern slash, like...
The question wasn't if you like home-cook or restaurant. I asked, what's your favorite restaurant? And Sean dodged it because he could see that Jody was struggling. Divorce in the future, maybe.
Probably.
I couldn't even tell you the name of one of my favorite restaurants. It was in Ada, and they moved it. I don't know if you noticed recently. You probably drove through Ada. You noticed that they like tore the whole town down and like rebuilt it. You saw that, right? In Ada, couldn't even pronounce it. It starts with a Z. It's a Turkish thing, Zaytans or something. Yeah, Zaytans or whatever. Did they move it somewhere else?
I think it's in Forest Hills.
Because I drove around looking for it. I was like, where the hell did it go? They had these meatballs. Oh, my God. Their balls were to die for, dude. They had big, big chocolate salty balls.
So Sarah's having a hard time coming up with my favorite restaurant. What's your answer is?
Anything Mexican.
I do like Mexican food. But I don't, my favorite restaurant is not Mexican.
Wait. Oh. Taco Bell.
Oh, you know what? That's not a bad answer.
El Tapatio.
I will say I've eaten at Taco Bell 4 times in the last week. I'm proud of that. I'm not ashamed of it at all.
Smells like you've just been eating eggs. Just saying.
I'm going to say Ben does not really have a favorite restaurant. He likes food.
I'm actually going to take that as an acceptable answer because I really don't. Like Oliveira's. Oliveira's is not my favorite restaurant, but that is my favorite type of restaurant where it has, where it, no.
So you like a sports bar?
Yeah, well, if, as long as it has like Italian pizza, yeah, sports bar.
If it's
bar.
A brew and they have food, that's Ben.
Yeah, like where it has, Oliveira's has like Italian, Mexican, Tex-Mex type stuff.
So can you mention where you're from on this thing?
Well, you can say you're from Ionia.
Okay, so being from Ionia. If anybody from Ionia listens to this, we need more restaurants, not the same dang restaurants. I mean, there's a couple good restaurants. There's a couple not great restaurants. Nope.
Sean.
But
Sean, what? We'll cover that in another episode.
Oh, okay.
Next question. We're going back around to test the couples again. Yeah. Yeah, here you go. Sean's favorite movie.
What was it? Don't name the porns.
If you can't say the absolute favorite movie, what'd you say? Did you just give her a hint?
Yeah, I said don't name porn.
Oh, don't name porn. Okay. If you don't look.
You're dead.
No. If you don't know the absolute favorite movie, what is the genre that he likes?
I don't know. So porn's out of the question. So. That makes it really hard.
Homemade porn. No, not really.
No, he likes action.
Like everybody.
He likes stupid ass I guess I wasn't supposed to say that.
Not comedies. They're kind of lame. You guys didn't ask me Jody's favorite movie.
Bill's favorite movie is...
Is it Old Yeller?
So I'll be on the mic next. Ben says Bruce Willis, Die Hards with a Vengeance.
That is not my favorite movie genre, but that is... No. I said favorite movie or movie genre, and my favorite genre is comedy. But no, my favorite movie is Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Bill, I was going to say, your mom bought you a whole series of Die Hard movies.
Bill likes westerns, right?
Right?
He does.
Cowboys. If you call Reverse Cowgirl a frickin' western.
We're not supposed to talk about the porn part.
Oh, no, that's not what I was talking about.
Is his favorite TV show Gunsmoke?
I think so.
Something beeping.
It started off with,
I would say Jody's favorite movie is, one of her favorite movies would be Dirty Dancing.
Bill's is Footloose.
Another one would be Titanic. She's kind of like the sappy love song. And then the one with Notebook. Oh, wait. Oh, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga. What's it called? Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga. What's it called? Oh, Star Was Born. Whatever.
How did you not know that? She came over to our house one night to watch it on DVD for like the third time.
Tell me something, girl. You gonna sing it, babe?
Tell me something, boy.
I can't hear you. Yeah, turn the mic up.
Are you
world? What do you need more?
Who did?
Isn't this funny? The best friends know more about them than their husbands do.
I didn't answer yet. And bam. Sarah loves horror movies, and the whole reason that I know that is because all she wanted to do was watch Children of the Corn when I first met her.
That's because it turned her on.
The corn or the children? Tell me if I'm wrong, though. Is it still Children of the
Why
Corn?
Why do you make me watch that shit when I was five?
Children of the Corn or no?
Oh, that was awesome. No, I got to scare my little brother with that one. So we'd watch that, and then we'd hide underneath the freaking bed and make noises.
I've never heard of it.
Freak them out. That's pretty cool.
How old is it? Really old. Wait, so has anybody here seen the Rob Zombie movies, House of a Thousand Corpses?
Yeah.
I know you have, Sarah.
Honestly,
or,
the movies aren't the greatest.
The Devil's Rejects?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
The Hills Have Eyes?
The Hills Have Eyes.
He did The Hills Have Eyes?
He remade The Hills Have Eyes. House of a Thousand Corpses was insane.
Like, you thought it was good?
I thought it was great, and at the same time, I wanted to puke.
See, horror movies...
I don't like horror movies. But I thought the originality of Rob Zombie's movies are so good, even though I don't like horror movies. But it's almost like this could really happen, and it disgusts me to a great degree. But at the same time, they're masterfully done.
This one?
Well,
I can look at it from all different angles. Anyway, so what's the next one?
It's not even really
favorite Saturday morning cartoon. Becky, Bill's favorite Saturday morning cartoon as a kid.
Well, mine.
Not yours. What was Bill's?
Bill's a lot older than me, so...
I'm probably going to say Looney Tunes.
I'm going to guess...
I can tell you Ben.
Dude, I love Looney Tunes. They were actually some of my favorite cartoons.
I have to think.
What most of you guys out there don't realize, if you're younger than us, is that... To watch cartoons,
not like the new Looney Tunes,
you had to wake up early on Saturday mornings to watch them because you didn't have Nickelodeon or the Disney Channel. As a kid?
Must be nice.
Oh, yeah, you're younger than me, though. We couldn't get cable where I lived.
Yeah, but we...
All right, switch topic.
We're not as young as Becky, so she's a... Same thing as Jody and
Sean. Yeah, we're gonna know things about each other. So.
Yeah, these guys had. Really? What was Ben's favorite cartoon? Saturday morning cartoon from childhood.
My favorite cartoon was.
Remember, keyword Saturday morning. Because I had a lot of favorite cartoons that weren't on Saturday morning.
No.
You talking about Bobby's World? Bobby's World. Yeah, Howie Mandel did Bobby's World.
How was it something? Because, like, I personally.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No. I know who Howie Mandel is. Lucky guess. No, but how do you guys remember
Sarah
what cartoon
right.
you watched? Because I honestly.
Are you lying?
Nothing comes to mind.
On
a Saturday morning when I was a kid, I lived in the country. I'll get up and I'll go shoot something.
Right.
I didn't.
Of
what?
Event Saturday morning.
What was
cartoon.
It?
Teenage.
Why don't you hold the mic here?
Because why? It's like.
Yeah, we're not even recording. Because when it does that, it means it's recording.
No, yeah, because see how I'm talking into it?
Wait. Let me see. Okay, Sarah. What is Ben's favorite
position?
Color.
You knew that was coming.
Color?
Color.
Hey, wait. I got an idea. Ben, close your eyes. Sarah, what color are Ben's eyes?
Blue.
Are they blue?
Yeah.
I thought they looked like a pale gray.
What are we asking him? What's Becky's favorite color?
It's not
purple.
Jody, Sean's favorite color. 3 seconds.
Favorite color?
You got it wrong. That was 3 seconds. No, what's his favorite color?
Ask me anything.
Tan.
Blue?
I meant because she's super tan right now.
It's fuchsia, isn't it?
No.
So Sarah, you can answer anything?
Okay. Sure.
What was my number in sixth grade in basketball?
Better question.
There's enough newspaper clippings with me in it. Hey, I'll give you a clue. I took this number because of a family member. It's all yours. I got to pee.
I got it. I have a better question.
That was my number for several years in Macker and City League. It was.
Is in sixth grade.
Here, tell me why I picked the number that I had for the first 3 years I played basketball. Who was it? Who's the family member that inspired me to take that number?
Jody.
Correct. Now, what number was it? Hey, one more clue. One of my favorite NFL players of all time also had an
20.
That
20.
81. You know why I know that? Because your son took it every year in football.
Not because of
you
had it.
He never had 81. Yeah, it was Sean's right. It was 20.
He just pulled out his old football card.
You can't have 81 in basketball.
Oh, Barry Sanders.
Here's how they give you numbers in basketball. You can only have 0 through 5 and 0 through 5 because that's how the ref calls. Not in basketball. 24
was Bailey. Oh, I knew that, Ben. I knew what you had.
Hey, I got a better question, Ben.
You tricked me.
Is that a roll of dimes in your pocket, or are you just happy
what
to see
was
me?
What was my number my freshman year in high school in football?
81.
Nope. 34.
I was a tight end.
34. Hey, you still are a tight end.
Shut up.
Or do you need porn? I don't know.
No,
that's not right. Because he took Billy
had 24.
I'm going to say 24.
We sing to each other all the time. We always
sing to our numbers. I like to sing it. About the moon. Oh, so you guys are like into hardcore, like heavy metal, like.
What was your guess? My, as a tight end?
I don't know what that means.
That's a running back number.
What, the psycho?
My number,
she's a psycho?
My number as a tight end my freshman year was 44.
I tell Ellie that's her song. This reminds me of you, Ellie.
I told Sam I was going to say 34, but I'm like, well, Bailey was like a 24 a lot of the years of his numbers in the next ball.
True or false?
Hey, have you ever
in the 2 years that I played
Napoleon
football,
Dynamite?
Did I play? No, not true or false. What positions did I play? Quarterback, cornerback, linebacker, receiver, tight end, and punter.
Tight end.
Well, you get three.
Okay.
I played three positions.
Remember when you could throw that football over the mountain?
Through the country mile. I was never a quarterback. Was I a tight end?
Yeah.
Well,
you
I just told you I was.
Before I met you. You were
Say,
before
so
I met
So I was
you.
A tight end. Was I a punter?
Nope.
Yes, I was.
If you rhyme it with... If you change the P
Seventh
to
grade,
C...
I punted. Like
no,
yes, I did.
No, I... You never get hyped about being a punter.
What do Unless? I do in the backyard? I kick and I punt. All the time.
I thought you were going to
tell Was I a receiver? I was a receiver.
Yeah, in all sorts of areas.
Those are the in basketball. Oh, I did play defensive end. I was technically a defensive end in my freshman year, but I never played it. About sports?
Are you like peaked in high school, Ben?
My what?
Peaked in high school, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
Talking about your high school career.
Most of it's middle school.
Nobody knows anything about their husbands like I know. So,
we'll
say anything.
Really?
What's my favorite Waiting for you.
Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, but do you have a comedy in mind that you're waiting for her to answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Comedy or comedian?
The guy that stars in this is...
I was going to say Tom Segura. You just said a guy is hot.
Yes. He is 45 years old, and he is still as hot as he was when he did this movie. Who is, just name the actor.
I can't.
Something tells me you're into The Rock.
It was Van Wilder, starring Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. So you're in...
I'm a f***ing idiot for not saying anything.
What do you think of Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds?
Duh. Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Ryan Reynolds is... He's a star in my favorite movie. My favorite... Ryan Gosling can't hold Ryan... No, Ryan Gosling is a pipsqueak like next to Ryan Reynolds. Are you kidding me? What do you think?
I'm a big fan of both those actors. And
I'm a big fan of both of them, but Ryan Reynolds is a stud compared to Gosling.
I think it might even be possible that Gosling is actually more stocky than Reynolds. Reynolds is actually extremely slender in his build.
Are you sure about that?
I could Google it right
You should. I think my liver is seizing up on me right now.
But keep in mind, most of these guys are like Hollywood ripped. Like, they work out for a living and act.
Right? I bet you it says 215 in, because he's like
buck 90.
Well, I'm not that far off, but why don't you say Ryan Reynolds topless? I'm not kidding you. He
I'm
is.
Not gonna lie, you're kind of creeping me out. He's probably about.
Gosling's got to be shorter. Yeah, but Gosling's shorter.
What?
175 for Gosling.
Oh, really?
Ryan Reynolds looks like he's like 6'4". He looks tall. I know he's not, but how tall
is he?
6'1", 6'2".
Okay, here's the thing. Okay.
Yeah, 6'2". Okay. He's built. Not built, but he's well-defined. That's what I'm saying.
What?
You know who else... Let's go to...
Oh, show me the picture. What are you showing me? She's a comedian, too.
She's an actor.
Huh?
I don't think she's a comedian. She's an actor.
I don't know. But, okay, Ryan Reynolds, I do appreciate his humor.
I think so. I don't really know a lot about her.
Never saw.
I haven't seen it either. Now, if you wanted to say, who's one of the hottest girls in Hollywood right now? I know she's a lot younger. Emma Stone?
Who?
Emma Stone. She's nowhere. Pull up Emma Stone.
Who?
She's nowhere near perfect in every category, but like her entire thing. She's beautiful, man. She was in Zombieland. Yeah, show him. I know who she is. Show him. She's a good actor.
Meh. I don't know.
Scarlett Johansson's high on my list, too, but... Who's yours?
It's bringing up...
Wait.
I don't know.
Now you need to tell us, because we just talked about Ryan Reynolds for a while.
I guess...
And I would say, because Sarah guessed earlier that one of my favorite movies is Die Hard with a Vengeance, Bruce Willis used to be that guy for me. Now it's Ryan Reynolds. So who's yours?
Well, I'm trying to remember my favorite Ryan Reynolds movie right now, and I can't think. It's called Adventureland.
Adventureland was a good movie, too. Take the mic.
I'm not going to lie. I think he probably is best in the Deadpool. Deadpool?
Yeah, Deadpool was really great.
That is the best thing.
Because it's got all the humor and it's got action.
Yes, you're right. Deadpool, not specifically a comedy like I asked Sarah earlier. But you're right. Deadpool is probably is. Actually, Deadpool 2 might be better than Deadpool 1. And usually sequels aren't.
I don't know. It feels so big in my small hand. But you're right. That's from Deadpool 1. I mean, just
the character of Deadpool is... Yeah, you're right. Probably the best.
Okay. Let's just say actors in general. What do you guys think about actors? Do you think it's really acting, or do you think it's people playing their personality into a script? Actors. Right. Like Ryan Reynolds, he's got sarcastic
tattoos. Let's talk about tattoos. I know what Bill wants for his first tattoo.
Have Sarah show you the one that she just showed.
She just did. She just did. But I know what Bill wants.
What is the fad with tattoos?
Yes, he is.
I mean, I'm not old. I'm not young. And I don't get it.
He wants
a tramp stamp.
Jesus riding bareback on a horse.
What kind of cheeses? Like a sharp cheddar cheeses? Like a
Jesus. Jesus.
Is that like a Spanish cheese? What? What are you looking at me like that for? What'd I do?